So, Damien, you confirmed last night with the situation going forward for 2018, which is a very, very unfortunate one. No license to rally this year following an incident that took place in 2017 on the Knockalla stage. I suppose, first of all, how frustrating has it been for you over the last number of months trying to fight this case and try and compete in Donegal this year?
Beyond belief, actually, to be honest. I mean, ever since the news broke, really, of an orient back late last year, to find ourselves in a situation run whenever we had to go to Dublin and all the rest and try and put our point forward and kind of fall on the deaf ears to a point, it was it's beyond believable frustrating, and the closer it gets to the time, it's even getting worse, you know.
Yeah, because you've been rallying for what, the guts of 20 years now, competing in Donegal every single year. I don't think you've missed too many, Damien, and to have the highs of last year and winning the national title and now having been at such a low point in the sport, it's hard to take, so it is.
It's very, very hard to take. You know, last year was a dream come through for us, as I said at the time, on so many levels. The amount of effort I put on, the amount of preparation I put on for last year, and to cross that finish line. And to be fair, Oisin, since that, it has really took a shine off it for us. It's put a sour side to the whole thing for us. And as someone's very, very hard to come to terms with.
You fought this battle hard, so you did?
We did, yeah. We tried our very best on it. On as fair levels, we thought we could work on it, but it just didn't work out for us. It's a tough rule, and that's it. And, you know, at the end of the day, we have to accept the rule that we've been pulled on. Even though there's an argument on both sides of it, but hey, it is what it is. You know, all we can do is take the negatives from last year and this year and put on the positives next year and come back stronger and bigger than ever, I hope.
Yeah, and it's just all come down, Damien, to basically the rule on the AK, on the OK board, isn't that correct?
Yeah, the rule is basically the simple rule that we have been pulled on is you don't pass a sign without an OK board showing. But the argument we put up for, like, it's not always a case like that in Ireland, it's not always black and white. But we were just, there was no moving off a line on it. It's just you passed the OK board, or no OK board displayed, and that's as simple as that, you know. So that was the frustrating bit about it, I think. If even had I got our chance, we did get our chance to explain our case, but it fell on deaf ears, like, and that was a real, real annoying thing about it, you know. Which then, they arrived at, I think, an absolutely massively severe penalty.
You've been hit with this penalty, but the other side of it is, it seems to be that the entire motorsport fraternity is backing you, Damien, on this case.
Well, it is a thing, like, it's a thing that's out there for a while, like, you know. You know, there has been other instances in some of the hours, like, and there have been seen to be no action taken on it. You know, over the last number of months in particular, it seems to be a big focus on that. So that's more our frustration than anything else. We're not looking to throw anybody under the bus, but basically take every incident as is read in front of you and take a bit of common sense more just in a direct line on the one rule, and there's more to it than that, you know, and that's the annoying thing about it.
Yeah. It's going to be hard, even harder now in the coming weeks as the Donegal Rally gets closer to the third weekend in June. But you alluded to it there earlier in the piece, Damien. You have to sort of turn this around now and sort of come back and be at the level that you were at in 12 months' time, basically.
That's basically it. I mean, it's put the head down now, actually, and playing harder than ever. You know, hopefully start the next year, get a bit of mileage under a belt and try and build it up. You know, you just don't step in and be competitive and then they go national or international for that matter. You know, it's a build-up process, and to be a year out of the seat's not going to help with anything, you know. But hey, it's someone we've got to deal with now. We've got to live with it and move on. The only good thing about it, I can say, is from my point of view, a local fellow beside me who serviced me for years is Brian Devine. And Brian's actually doing the rally for the first time in a story care. So I saw a shoulder behind the wheel now with him and trying to get him over the line, you know, and trying to get a finish for him on it. So that's basically what we're putting our focus on now at the moment.